Thursday, September 25th, 2008. This is part three of my three-part conversation with Jason Bent regarding the KJ Noons Elite XC saga. If you haven't listened to the first two parts, they're available on the main site at MMATorch.com. So listen into this finale, and I will be back again tomorrow with another brand new daily audio update covering the week in MMA and a quick audio review of last night's Ultimate Fighter episode. So listen into part three of this week's update, and check back tomorrow for more here on MMATorch.com.
And that's the theme of this whole thing right now is KJ failed to see that the very point was, of course, Elite XC wants this fight for ratings. Of course, they want this fight to make money. And it wasn't ever about the belt. It wasn't about respecting the champion. It wasn't about treating the champion with the respect that he felt he deserved. It was about making money the whole time. That's what Elite XC is trying to do. They're not trying to put on a top-flight MMA promotion, or we wouldn't be seeing Ken Shamrock and Kimbo Slice. They're not trying. It's in a way they are, but they're not trying to be the UFC. They're not trying to put on the top fights in the world because they know they can't. They're putting on the fights that they think can make them money because that's what they're in it for. They're in it to make money. That's what Affliction's in it for. They're in it to make money. They're not doing it, but that's what their goal is. And the reason being that they aren't making money right now, it's all the more reason to want to put these fights together that they think will do better business. And it's all about business. That's what this sport is. It is a business, plain and simple, more so than many other sports, because you're working on an individual basis. And I mean, individual names are the money makers. And again, you go back to Brock Lesnar, Randy Couture. Brock Lesnar is going to get paid comparable to Randy Couture in this fight. Couture will probably have a lot more with his new deal that he just signed. He'll have a healthy chunk of the pay-per-view revenue. But Brock Lesnar made his name outside of the world of MMA after making his name as a legit threat in the amateur ranks as a wrestler. I'd say more, he took a detour toiling through the ranks of WWE, pushing his MMA career back further, and is now emerging as the star he may have always been. And the fact is, name value is everything in MMA in terms of making money and selling tickets. You can be the best fighter in the world if you're on a bunch of small shows and you're seen by only a handful. You're not going to get the money that you're supposed to be paid. Take Ring of Honor in wrestling, for example. We're both fans of that. Have been bigger fans in the past than we are now, but we both see highly talented, highly skilled at their craft wrestlers in Ring of Honor. They're not getting anywhere near the money that Triple H is in WWE. They won't. Most of them won't even get a sniff of that. I'd say 99% of them won't even get a sniff of a WWE or even TNA ring at this point in their careers. And the fact of the matter is, they're more skilled, some of them, in the ring than some of the top, quote unquote, in-ring technicians in WWE. And yet, they're not going to get anywhere near the money because it's all about name value. It's all about exposure, and that's the main thing that KJ Noons has failed completely to understand in this situation, and that's why he is no longer Elite XC lightweight champion.
I mean, in the entertainment world, exposure is just like location in real estate. That is what determines your value. You take the music industry. I'm sure right now in Butte, Montana, there's some kid that has a MySpace page and he can sit in his bedroom and craft songs so good that Brian Wilson himself would cry and hide away at this kid's talent. But if Lil Wayne brings somebody off of the tour bus and says, hey, give my man a record deal, they're going to give him a record deal because they know that that's going to sell. This other kid is unproven. And same thing with the wrestling. You know, these guys are infinitely more skilled, but they're playing to a crowd of, you know, the same 1,000 fans that head to the show, the same 1,000 fans that buy the DVD. And if you would put them on the larger stage, nobody's going to know who they are. And in a lot of cases, if the casual fan does not know who you are or heard of your name, they're not going to give you a chance to show them what you can do. They're going to call you a no-name, and, you know, I'm not going to tune into that. And as far as the money-making, Elite XC, by pushing this Kimbo Ken fight, they're trying to make enough money today so that they can put a show on tomorrow. And maybe if Nunes and Diaz were to fight on this card and it could actually pop some ratings, maybe later on down the line they could suddenly have the name power to drive a pay-per-view in the future. You know, Elite could maybe step into that because I know they want to. Obviously, they have no business doing so. They can't get people to even watch them on CBS, but you got to start somewhere. And you have to build your name today so that somebody is willing to pay to see you tomorrow. This is entertainment. If it was strictly a sport or strictly just fighting, they'd be doing it in the backyard while Kimbo would be at the boatyard fighting for his bread. But he's doing it on TV, and he's trying to pop a rating and make money. That's why UFC is having Brock against Randy. It's the biggest fight possible. That is going to draw the eyes, and their product is excellent enough already, legitimate. They're the name brand. But this is going to get even more eyes on the product, which in turn could create more fans, which would make them even bigger. And it's going to be a trickle-down residual effect. Anybody else on the Brock Lesnar-Randy Couture card is going to get a rub by being on that card. More eyes are going to see them fight, which means more eyes will want to see them fight next time, possibly. But you got to give yourself that chance. You know, you may not be worth the pay that Brock's getting, or you may feel you're worth more. But you've got to do your job, fight on the card, and hope that you can show everybody else that you're worth it tomorrow. It's about ratings. It's about money. It's star-making. And you're not going to be a star unless you're out there in front of the public and people can watch you ply your trade. And at this point, he's not willing to be on national TV, which is just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, there's people that are killing themselves to get on Big Brother and Survivor. More people know Dan, the winner of Big Brother, than they can name anybody that fights for Elite XC. It's as simple as that. And you've got to put yourself out there, and you've got to have eyes on you. You've got to become a star. You've got to become a name. But you got to start somewhere. And in this case, willing to toil away somewhere else or, you know, take his ball and go home, he's going to be playing in the backyard while somebody else assumes that position and gets that spot.
And plain and simple, his hated rival right now, Nick Diaz, is going to come out unscathed. He's not going to have to face up to losing to KJ in the first place. He's not going to have to face up to that because Elite XC will basically erase that from their memory in promoting any of Diaz's future fights. And so Diaz is just going to continue to climb up their ranks as long as he keeps dominating performances like he is against the scrubs that they're tossing in against him. But plain and simple, KJ, despite being correct in many of his complaints, despite having a good case for the lack of respect from Elite XC, despite any of that, it really doesn't matter because he's still losing in this situation, and he's already lost. And you know, that'll bring us to the end of this really good conversation, Jason. Any final thoughts on this situation and what do you think is going to happen with KJ here in the future?
I'm not really certain. It depends on what he wants to do. But at this point, the perceived leverage that he thought he had actually goes to Nick Diaz, because Nick is going to get to fight a tomato can, more than likely. He's going to win the belt, and, you know, Nick Diaz will probably be allowed to bring his bong to the post-fight press conference, because he's going to be the golden goose for him, and KJ's going to be on the outside looking in. I don't know what kind of prospects exist for him in the boxing world right now, other than, like I said, 8-round fights in Paducah, but he really cost himself the opportunity for exposure, and he really needs to address this further as to what he's feeling, what he thinks can be done, because so far, it's all negative. Everything he said is just negative, and he really needs to come out with more to try and regain some of the luster he has so quickly lost.
Well, Jason, once again, thank you for joining me on the Daily Audio Update. Ladies and gentlemen, keep checking out Jason Bent's columns on MMATorch.com, and keep checking back for our coverage of the world of MMA. And we'll be back with live coverage again October 4th. So thank you for listening in, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.